Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says he supports a regional incremental restart of the economy in New York State. Meantime, the county continues its focus on COVID-19 testing as it stares down hefty revenue losses from the statewide closure of non-essential businesses. State and local governments have been clamoring for more federal aid. The U.S. Senate this week passed a COVID-19 3.5 supplemental package.
So in COVID 3.5, there's a nominal amount of aid directed to local governments. Some clarification on the FEMA reimbursement. The president saying, in fact, that for expenses not already budgeted for pandemic response, we will qualify for up to 100% reimbursement. There is some other aid directed toward county or government-run hospitals, but there just has yet to be a sufficient and direct funding stream for, in particular, county and local governments. We're the National Association of Counties, the New York State Association of Counties, we're asking for $250 billion nationwide to be shared among state and local, county and local governments. We're not asking for a bailout. This is aid that will allow us to do the work that the state and federal government expects of us. We want to do, we're able to do, we do it effectively, and direct aid to us will allow those federal dollars to get right on the ground and effectively help people not only respond to the pandemic, but reopen our economy, restart our governments, and reopen our community.
Molinaro, whose father died earlier this month from COVID-19, has been pushing for a drive-through testing site in Poughkeepsie and recently responded to a Rite Aid tweet about the drugstore chain announcing it was expanding such testing in various states. He's been working with Mayor Rob Rollison on a drive-up site.
I will tell you that Rite Aid has expressed interest, and we're trying to work out those details. We did ask. We asked other pharmacies like them that have the sort of the national supply chain and access and are doing it in other places. Right now, Rite Aid is contemplating how to make that work in the city, and we're hopeful that within the next few days we'll have it finalized. Yeah, it's funny. Amazing, right? This is how we communicate these days, but a solid tweet to Rite Aid got them to respond, and they were very, very quick to work with us, and the mayor has been sort of taking the lead on the finer details, but we're nearly there.
In March, Nuvance Health opened a testing site at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill. Obviously, sales tax revenues, you've got to be worried about that.
I'm worried about everything. In fairness, without being rhetorical in a sense, I'm worried whether or not Main Street businesses are going to open up. I'm worried whether or not the federal government's going to come through and state government's going to come through and adequate unemployment insurance. I'm worried that we're going to be able to move infrastructure projects, restart government, and I'm worried about a seismic reduction in loss in revenue, both through sales tax and potentially even over the medium term property taxes. So we are looking at as much as a 40% loss in sales tax revenue. That is a substantial amount of money. We think that overall the county could be looking at as much as a $50 million loss in revenue. That is substantial. And so we're taking steps to advocate for the federal aid. We're taking steps to control spending. But we're going to have to make some very serious decisions moving forward. We're hopeful that we can protect the county from layoffs. We're hopeful that we can minimize the exposure to taxpayers. And every day we're just struggling, but I would say successfully struggling to make sure we have enough data to make decisions and that we're making them as aggressively and as smartly as possible.
He says the county is focusing on monitoring cases, especially as testing ramps up. The economic development arm is focusing on restarting the county's economy. And you have praised Governor Cuomo for his leadership in previous conversations with me and certainly in a lot of other places. Do you still hold that view?
I don't Monday morning quarterback in the midst of an emergency. Listen, so what I'll offer you is that I think that the governor's taking on the complexities of this adequately. I support the way in which he's confronted this emergency. And by the way, calibrated some decision-making. It was only a few days ago, I don't know that he publicly embraced a regional restart, but clearly over the last few days, he's determined that that makes sense. I will tell you that the communication our county has had with the governor's staff and the governor directly has been open. It's been seamless. There are times that they make clear that there are things that they don't think make sense for us or our region, and there are times we do the same. And I think in the midst of an emergency, you'll rarely hear what those disagreements are.
On Wednesday, members of the New York State Senate Republican Conference called on Governor Andrew Cuomo to provide data within a week on which of the state's economic regions meet the CDC's Phase 1 standards to restart business. Molinaro weighs in on restarting Dutchess.
I believe and support a regional and incremental reopening and restarting of our economy that needs to be based on data. So we need access to broader and widespread testing that will enable us to identify a positive case, quarantine and isolate that positive case, and protect the vulnerable populations. I think what the governor has laid out is a good start. It's a reasonable place to begin. The regional economic development councils, a timeline that, quite frankly, has already begun. I think you can see the governor talking about certain areas within the economy that could open up, obviously, before others. But there are a lot of, you know, complex decisions that need to be made. We think that to be tied to Rockland and Westchester purely from a data perspective, you know, doesn't necessarily make much sense. So, you know, we're going to obviously continue to advocate. Orange, Dutchess, and Ulster are working together to sort of coordinate within the construct, the parameters that the state and federal government lay out, you know, what our restart will look like.
He wants the latitude to use data from the three counties to drive decision-making, as the COVID-19 pandemic is not as severe as in Westchester and Rockland counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.